Welcome to Autogrill first quarter 2010 financial results presentation.
Good afternoon and welcome to our first quarter 2010 results. The quarter confirmed the improvement in traffic first seen in the last part of 2009 and also confirmed that traffic is still volatile. The recovery was limited by the severe weather, especially in the UK and in the US, and the strikes by air traffic controllers in Spain and by British Airways cabin crews. Focus has been kept on efficiency, resulting in an EBITDA growth that outpaced the growth in sales. We also continue to focus on generating cash, moving the impact of the low season and resulting in a net positive cash flow generation, which is unusual in the first quarter. As I said before, there is an improving trend in traffic, but still obvious volatile, as you see in these graphs. As you look at the graphs, you see the impact of the strikes and severe weather I mentioned at the beginning. The snowstorms in the UK in January and in the US in February, and the strikes in UK and Spain in February and March. Moving to our financials, where all the numbers that I will refer to are on a constant exchange rate. After some time, our net sales are now showing a positive trend, growing by 4.3%. The good news is that this positive trend is across all the sectors we operate in. In fact, in food and beverage, sales increased by 3.5%. In travel retail and duty-free, sales increased by 3.8%. And in flight, the pro forma sales growth, that is considering the impact of the airfare joint venture in UK, has been 2.3%. EBITDA grew by 7.5%, and the EBITDA margin increased to 7.8%. This improvement would be even more impressive given that in first quarter 2009, we had positive one-offs. Excluding those one-offs from first quarter 2009, EBITDA was up by 19.9% and margin increasing by 100 basis points from 6.8 to 7.8. As we told you in March, this year we have been increasing the level of our investment, especially in the food and beverage sector. This notwithstanding, and considering seasonality, the generation of cash flow of the quarter has been positive and significantly better than last year. Let's now look at the different sectors, starting with food and beverage. At US airport, we have outperformed traffic, as we did in the last quarter of 2009. US traffic fell by 1% in Q1 due to the severe weather in February, and our sales grew by 2.9% on a comparable basis. This could be in part due to a degree of recovery in business travel and due to our business model capturing traffic as long as there is traffic. In Italy, the only motorways traffic figures available for the first quarter are published by Atlantia and refers to the Autostrade per l'Italia network, which represents around 50% of the entire Italian toll motorways network and also half of our total motorway sales in Italy. Traffic here increased by 1.8% and our sales improved by 2.6%. Looking at food and beverage overall, sales increased by 3.5%. HMS Host growth was significant in airports, our North America most important channel, scoring a 5.7% increase on first quarter 2009. The overall sale growth in HMS Host has been limited by the performance of the motorway channel, sales down by 17.7%, impacted by severe weather, the temporary closure of some point of sales for refurbishment, and the exit from the Florida Turnpike last July. Excluding the closures and the exit, U.S. motorway sales would have fallen only by 0.9%, compared to a fall in traffic as at the end of February of 1.9%. Moving to Italy, beyond the growth we experienced on the motorway network, airports also performed, growing by 10.2%, and our other channels grew by 5.1%. In the other countries, that is our food and beverage business in Europe, excluding Italy, sales grew by 7.2%. This increase is thanks to the 13 new points of sales opened in Germany in the second part of 2009, and the good performance recorded in all main channels in France. The result in this country is due in part to the reduction in VAT on restoration and to the positive effect of our cooperation with McDonald's, both in our recently refurbished motorway location at Montélimar and at the Carousel du Louvre. Our food and beverage EBITDA grew significantly more than sales, the performance being driven by HMS Host. In fact, HMS Host EBITDA grew by 14.4%, with sales growing by 1.9%, pushing HMS Host EBITDA margin to 10.6% from 9.5% of last year. This is thanks to all the work done last year on reducing our cost structure and better cost of goods sold. Both these elements more than outpaced the expected increase in cost of labor, which returned to a more normal level. In Italy, you see an EBITDA growth of 0.9% and an EBITDA margin dilution from 10.9% to 10.6%. But figures are influenced by the 2 million euro of one-off income of the first quarter 2009. The first quarter 2010 performance has been obtained through hard work in containing operating costs. As I've said before, the first quarter tends to be our weakest, especially in the other European countries where motorways are relatively more important. This is the reason of the negative EBITDA of the period, although the strong sales growth allowed us to improve the result compared to the first quarter 2009. Moving to travel retail, in the UK, traffic was heavily impacted by the severe weather in January and the British Airways strike. This notwithstanding, the overall traffic decrease has been limited to 1.6, which allow us to believe that, net of these negative one-off effects, the underlying traffic would most likely have been positive compared to the decline in traffic in 2009 that was 10.8%. In the same period, our UK sales grew by 8.7%, driven by Heathrow, where our sales were up by 10% with the traffic only up by 1.6%, and Gatwick, where our sales grew by 9.9% with traffic only increasing by 0.4%. These strong results at Gatwick are due to the completion of restructuring work within the terminals that affected 2009. During these works, passengers were directed by alternative routes to departure gates, and we couldn't capture them fully. The evolution of the UK sales mix was positive also from a margin standpoint, as non-US sales increased more than European sales, respectively 9.3% and 6.5%. Traffic also recovered in Spain, where last year it fell by 18.2%. But the recovery of the traffic was such that we could not capture it entirely, and we continue to underperform in Spain. In fact, the increase in traffic has been fundamentally driven by low-cost carriers who impose strict procedures both in terms of boarding and baggage allowance. The macroeconomic climate, which is not improving, impacting the consumption of domestic passengers, and the UK passenger having less buying power due to both the economy and the relative weakness of the pound. On the positive side, also in Spain, the sales mix has improved, moving toward the non-European passengers. Intra-European sales decreased by 5.4%, while non-EU sales increased by 11.5%, having a positive effect on margins. To give you more clarity, we have extracted from the total those sales that are not toward end user customers in airport. We refer to those sales generated by the small division in Aldeasa that manage locations in museum and wholesale sales. These miscellaneous sales are shown in the table as others. Besides UK and Spain, whose performance I have already described, in the concessions we operate in the other international airports, we recorded positive results everywhere, with the sole exception of Chile, where our point of sales were impacted by the earthquake in February. Obviously, the best results were generated in Vancouver, thanks to the Winter Olympics Games and increasing number of flights to Asia. In terms of profitability, reported numbers diminish the excellent work that has been done by the retail people. In fact, the first quarter 2009 included a 7.5 million one-off income. Net of this positive one-off, the retail EBITDA would have grown by 36.7% and margin improved from 6.6 to 8.7%. These results have been driven by the sale mix, the integration of the Spanish and the UK business, and our continued push for efficiency started last year. Finally, moving to flight, our performance, both in terms of sales and profitability, were influenced by the joint venture with Airfare, signed last November to improve our position in Heathrow. Sales increased by 13.3% globally and by 2.3% on a pro forma basis. Flight, as in 2008 and 2009, reflects two trends. UK sales down by 6% on pro forma basis, while international activity grew by 10.6%, driven firstly by Australia and then Middle East. EBITDA was negatively impacted by the higher incidence of UK fixed cost due to lower sales and the startup and restructuring costs related to the new joint venture. In the first quarter 2010, the net cash flow from operations has been positive for 42 million compared to an absorption of 67.7 million in the first quarter 2009. Cash flow from operations has amounted to 59.5 million in the quarter, almost 78 million better than the previous year. The largest contribution to the positive result has been from the working capital management that generated 66.4 million year on year. The positive evolution has been driven by the different contribution on non-cash item to EBITDA. For instance, all the 9.5 million positive one-off I mentioned before in the first quarter 2009 were non-cash. And two, the measure adopted during 2009 to optimize the categories management and the logistics along the whole group and especially in retail. The net effect is that we have been achieving, with the adoption of those efficiencies, the smoothing of seasonality on the working capital moves during the year. The good cash performance in current operations has permitted the group to pursue the expected increase in capital expenditure without hampering the debt containment. CapEx in the first quarter 2010 amounted to 32.3 million compared to 26.6 million in the first quarter 2009. Divestiture and changes in financial assets almost balanced in the two periods. Below the free cash flow from operations, the lower leverage and interest rate have given a significant contribution to the reduction in cash and net financial charges. Finally, taxes. Even if most tax payments are concentrated in the second part of the year, in some countries, e.g., United States, UK, and some region of South America, group subsidiaries pay taxes all in the first quarter, in detail paying the settlement of the previous year and prepayment on current year taxes. First quarter 2009 cash taxes included some settlement of the difference for the fiscal year 2008. The reverse applies to the first quarter 2010. Thanks to the work done to diminish the fluctuation of the group working capital in the quarters, the group net financial indebtedness did not move significantly with respect to the balance at year-end 2009. The 16 million of other non-monetary change is the impact of the fair value of group interest hedges of the downward shift of the interest rate curves, especially euro and pound, during the quarter. The combination of a better EBITDA and a rather steady indebtedness has allowed the group to improve its financial ratio significantly. You see in the slide that the consequences of the work that has been done is smoothing the spikes of seasonality, comparing the leverage ratio as at first quarter 2009 and 2010. Headroom of both our financial covenants is comfortable. Now, as you can imagine, and I'm sure some of you may have been impacted by it, the month of April was dominated by the volcano eruption in Iceland that closed the UK airspace for 6 days and a large part of European airspace for several days, obviously having a knock-on effect on the US. The volcano had an impact across both weeks 15 and 16, with a final tail on week 17, while the shift from week 14 to week 14 that you see in the page is Easter. As you might remember, our current trading data are obtained from weekly sales reports, which are not fully comparable to statutory figures. As of the 2nd of May, our year-to-date weekly sales were up by 1.7% on a constant foreign exchange basis, with food and beverage and travel retail duty-free up by 2.6% and 0.5% respectively, and flight down by 2.4%. The sale performance is always influenced by contract exit and or store closures. For that reason, we added the additional information that at constant FX and on a comparable basis, that is, same location and same offer, the year-to-date increase of sales at week 17 would have been 2.5%. Although a direct comparison between the 4.3% constant FX sales growth of the first 3 months and the 2.5% year-to-date at week 17 is not methodologically correct, we can say that it gives a rough indication of the impact of the volcano eruption, which is significant as it has had an impact on 3 out of 5 weeks in the month. However, the good news is that when the volcano is not there, sales are good. Obviously, the volcano will have an impact on the second quarter, but if the worst with respect to it is behind us, the overall impact on the 52 weeks would be more limited. We are pleased with our results for the first quarter as we deliver where it matters. There is still volatility out there, and given the low relevance of the first quarter on the year, we are sticking to our targets. And now we open the Q&A session. Thank you.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mr. Laurent Brunel from Exane. Mr. Brunel, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon, Laurent Brunel, Exane BNP. Two questions, if I may, three questions, actually. First, can you come back a bit on the impact of the volcanic ash cloud, please? Is it a fair assumption to say that like-for-like sales growth were down 2% in April, in the first 3 weeks of April? And can you be more precise about the like-for-like sales growth in Q1, please? You were talking about 4.3, but I guess it's not same location, same offer. Secondly, can you elaborate on the average ticket value? Is it still holding up? And can you tell me what is explaining outperformance versus traffic in key markets? Is it an increase in penetration rate or higher average ticket? And last question on Aldesa, is there something new on the upcoming renewal process, please?
So the first question is concerned is the volcano. As a matter of fact, when we say 4.3%, you are right that the 4.3% is only the change eliminating the impact of the foreign exchange. It's not an increase or using the same approach, the same location, same offer. We are not prepared, honestly, to add another information on a quarterly basis because we can consider in the future, but today we think that we don't want to give too much information that might be confusing, honestly. And in fact, we tend to give this information on a weekly sales because, as I said before, weekly sales are more managerial sales, just in order to see how the quarter is progressing. Actually, they are not statutory information. So to us, to elaborate on same offer within the statutory information would be a bit more complicated or debatable. So in principle, we say that there has been an impact. The impact has been more important in retail than in food and beverage. And the reason is obvious because in retail we are mono-channel, we are only in airports, while in food and beverage we could in Europe in part mitigate the impact as people used more the motorways and especially the railway stations. So we had good results in railway stations that in part mitigate the impact on airports. While of course the impact has been full in retail. That is why you see that, as I mentioned before, the result in retail at year to date at week 17 has been worse than the food and beverage, notwithstanding at the end of the quarter was slightly better. And this is mainly driven by the fact that all the impact has been limited to that business.
In terms of average ticket, we are seeing a good progression in the average ticket of UK and also in UK, speaking about the first quarter, obviously. In the first quarter in UK, we saw a progression of both the average ticket and the capture. In Italy, the average ticket remained more or less constant. We have a better mix in terms of sales between leisure and tracker. In the U.S., the average ticket increased a bit higher, and this is for the phenomenon that we mentioned when we were commenting the performance of U.S. airport, is that it seems that the first indication is that the business travel came back. In Spain, we had an improvement of the penetrations versus non-European passenger, but a weakening in terms of penetrations versus domestic and European passengers.
So, moving to the third question, if I understood that the question was related to the renewal related to Aldeasa. Mm-hmm. So, AENA has granted basically two concessions to Aldeasa. One concession covers the four terminals of Madrid Airport and will expire on December 2012. And the second concession covers 14 airports in Spain and in principle should expire on June, at the end of June 2010. Because we have obtained already an extension of 6 months for that contract. We are optimistic about obtaining an additional extension to this last concession, and we think that AENA will notify promptly its decision on this regard.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita SIM. Mr. Lustig, your question, please.
Yeah, good afternoon. As the working capital, as for the working capital performance, I was wondering if you, I mean, believe that there will be a less good performance, let's say, in the coming quarters because of different, let's say, management for working capital. And all in all, I wonder what is the target of deleverage for 2010. So in case you are in the mid of the range for EBITDA guidance and with CapEx 250 million, if you believe you are on a deleverage forecast at around the 200 million for 2010 of free cash flow generation.
We think that I don't expect that we will achieve 200 million, honestly. I think that would be slightly lower. But in principle, yes, the target is there to exceed the 150, probably not arriving to 200 this year. Our target remains to arrive to the 2.5%, 2.5 times in terms of EBITDA. We will not achieve this year. Yes, the target is moving in that direction.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, we miss you.
Next question comes from Mr. Guillaume Rascoussier from Oddo. Mr. Rascoussier, your question, please.
Hi, good evening. To come back on your sales outperformance in the U.S. versus traffic, so you have a 4% outperformance in Q1. So I understood that the bulk is average ticket being up. Can you tell us more about penetration? Are there more clients in stores? Do you see that as a piece of outperformance as a long-term trend, or is it still too early to say and too fragile? My second question is regarding overheads in Q1, which are quite low, 4 million euros. Do you still have in mind to reach something like 30 million euros as corporate overheads for the full year? And is there anything exceptional in Q1, in the Q1 level? And last question regarding CapEx, because the levels, even though they have been up versus last year, remain quite low in Q1. So I was wondering if this target of 250 million euros spent in 2010 is still up to date, and if there is a huge acceleration to expect in Q4, knowing that I thought that in Q1 there would be already some significant amounts, and especially in Italy we don't see so much. So can you elaborate? Thank you.
I got your second and third question. I didn't listen at the first question exactly which kind of information you need with respect to penetration. So I start with answering to the second and the third, and then maybe if you can repeat your first question because we missed part of it. So the second question is related to the corporate cost, the central costs. Yes, in principle, we don't expect to have increases there. The value that is indicated there is rather consistent. With respect to CapEx, we stick to our indication for the year. So the 250 is a correct indication. And can you repeat the first question, because we missed part of your question. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure. The fact is, you mentioned in the last quarters that some of your underperformance versus traffic was linked to less time spent in airports. So I was willing to know what percentage of this 4% outperformance in Q1 is coming from there. And do you think it's this such an outperformance is a long-lasting trend now, from now on, I mean? Or do you think it could be it could return to underperformance soon? And I only talk about U.S. airports.
Yeah, unfortunately, your first question is I cannot give you any information because we don't have new statistics with respect to the dwell time. So when we mentioned last year, because we saw those statistics published. Unfortunately, today we don't have some new information that can give us any precise indication whether there has been a decrease in the dwell time, an increase in the dwell time because of an increase in the time spent for traffic congestion. We can only give you a rule of the thumb, looking at the situation in the airports and the traffic, I don't expect that this has changed a lot. Because the traffic is there, no, it's not particularly strong yet. What must be mentioned is that in terms of the quality of the traffic, the quality of the traffic in U.S. has been a little better than last year. And this is probably one of the reasons, the main reason for the overperformance. And we have seen that the business traffic is back. If you see, there has been some news in the press from hotelier chains that said that the business traffic is back. And this is in general is driving more value, more average ticket. But this is the only flavor that we have up to now for the quality of our sales.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Corneliani from Intermonte SIM. Mr. Corneliani, your question, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a couple of questions, if I may. The first one, if you could help us understanding how to model the bad weather, in particular the volcano ash clouds that occurred during the month of April, in particular how to consider your costs to be suffer or not during the closure if announced or not. Secondly, about the efficiencies you get on the retail side, according to your slides, the EBITDA improvement was 37% net of exceptionals. If you could, if not quantify, give us a hint on how out of the 15 million savings you projected for the full year on full year 10 were booked during Q1. Thank you.
I think that it is honestly very difficult to help you in preparing a model because also for us it's very difficult to evaluate the impact because if I can give you the indication that, for instance, that when we had the first closures, the first 4 days have been very difficult because when you see the airport that closes, of course, it is not a period sufficiently long where you can really diminish your workforce, and you are stuck at that point. When the situation is like, for instance, these days, that is not really something very very significant because people is in the airport. So our problem is more when the airport is closed and nobody goes, and it's difficult to predict which kind of impact the Vulcano, if any, in the future will have in the next weeks. With respect to the efficiency, I think most of the efficiency measures have been taken last year. So what we have been doing is keeping on the same track of last year. So in principle, I think that probably today, in order to predict for the full year the result of retail in terms of margins, more important than G&A will be probably the contribution margin. So the content, for instance, of non-EU passengers compared to the EU passengers would be much more important than G&A, because basically on a full-year basis, when you have already cut the cost once, you cannot cut twice. So you can have an impact on the first quarter, but you cannot linearize that impact for the full year, because we have done during the year last year. So the more you go in the year, the less the G&A will be producing higher margins compared to what we have already done last year. If you remember, we did an important increase in margin last year in retail. On the contrary, if the situation continues, seeing in proportion more sales to non-EU passengers, that could be promising.
Thank you.
It's difficult to say in advance, of course.
Okay.
There are no questions for the moment.
Okay, thank you very much and have a good evening.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.